about to be broadcast around the world on BBS Radio. And this is Winfrey on our Monday night conference call. And the question of the moment is, who is that? Who just said hello?
Marsha. This is Marsha.
Oh, hi, Marsha. Marsha, we have
New Orleans and Mobile, the Gulf Coast.
We have to help you with your hurricane, right?
Well, it's now a tropical storm, but yes.
You see, we already hit Mobile. We already worked on it, right? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, nice to have you. We are on BBS Radio. Now let's see who else is on the line. For those of you that are tuning in on BBS for the first time, this is a conference call simulcast, and it actually started out as a conference call. And I think on the conference call, we did something which was learning how to create a group energy amongst a bunch of people that didn't know each other. And then we extended that experience to a group of people that we didn't even know are there, like all you guys that are listening on BBS that we don't even say hello to us. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to say hello to you, and I want you all to think hello back to me. Well, first of all, let's get the people in bodies. We got everybody on the conference line, and they've got voices, okay? So when I say three, you're going to say, hello, BBS. One, two, three.
Hello, BBS.
Now, everybody on BBS, you're going to use telepathy, and we're not going to hear you, but we're going to hear you think it. So I want you to say, hello, conference line. Ready, set, one, two, three.
Hello, conference line.
Wait a second, Gary. You're on the conference line.
I'm on BBS.
BBS, right. Well, you're on both because you're conference for me. Now, you blew it. We want to feel the vibe. We want to feel the vibe of everyone saying hello back to us quietly. And you be quiet, Gary. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just because you're the channel doesn't mean you can break the rules, okay? None. You understand? This is just silent telepathic hello back. One, two, three. Okay, now we're going to let the guys on BBS run the show telepathically, and we're just going to listen. That's very interesting. Can you hear them, Terry? Can you translate what they're saying?
They're thinking.
They're listening. Well, welcome to the fourth dimension, guys. We never did that before, but it seems like every show we never did before. So welcome to the Winfrey conference line, which is all about, and, you know, I didn't used to say this. I used to be kind of shy about it, but it's all about creating a group energy on this line with those multidimensional, interdimensional intelligences that have been talking to me for 7 years through Terry and through my other friend Daphne. And we join on this line and amazing things happen. Now, if you're just listening on the line for the first time, be patient, because we're building energy. It starts corny, usually. It doesn't always start corny, but it starts in a place where it starts, and it ends in a place where it ends. And in the middle, things happen that are kind of unusual. So hang in with us, and there's a lot of wonderful things that can happen as a result of tuning into this energy. And let's just do a quick roll call and see who is online here. And I heard Marsha, and Marsha has a tropical storm headed towards her house. And maybe Terry will make a comment about that. And anyone else on the line?
Hello, Wynn, Francis from Concord, California.
Francis, I heard Glenda. Glenda, you are hard to miss. Did you know that?
Oh, I don't understand that. Maybe it's my accent, though. I don't know.
No. Well, I guess you do have a little accent, but it's nice. Okay, who else is on the line?
Lori from Canada.
Lori, hi, Lori.
Hi, Wynn, how you doing?
Just making all that noise on the line. Confess.
Anyway, hi, Wynn, this is Guys.
Hi, guys. And who else is on the line?
This is Beth from Santa Barbara, California.
Did you say Beth?
Beth, yes.
Beth, how did you get so lucky to live in Santa Barbara?
I know. Oh, that's a long story, but I came here from the coast, so I'm sending all my good thoughts and positive thoughts for the hurricane that's coming their way.
Okay. Well, is this your first time on the line, Beth?
No, it isn't. I've joined in on a couple of previous calls, yes.
Have you been one of the quiet ones?
Well, actually, I'm driving, so I'm about to meet you guys because it's illegal to use a cell phone in California while you're driving. So,
see you later.
Guys, and listen in.
To be careful when you drive because some people get spaced out when we do these calls. So,
I'm about to pull into my parking spot, so I'll be safe in just a couple of minutes.
All right. Email me because I come up to Santa Barbara sometimes because Barry Morrow is what I've been working on my movie with lives there. Email me and let me know who you are by email. Who else? Who else is on the line?
Hey, Wynn. Al, Gainesville, Florida.
Hi, Al. Al, you sound very serious tonight.
Oh, just tired.
Okay. Did you know you and your brother were twins?
No, I had no idea.
In another lifetime.
And they were very close.
In another
That's
lifetime.
Incredible.
Other lifetimes, you were twins. Okay? I probably shouldn't... you don't mind me saying that in public, do you?
I don't.
I don't think your brother does either, as reading it. It came up in his reading that you and he were twins. And
that's incredible.
You have this incredible bond and attunement to each other, you know, on a cellular level. So there. Okay. Who else is on the line?
Thank you.
That was fine tingling. Hi, Wynn. It's Julie in Federal Way.
Hi, Julie. And anyone else? Does anyone remember my topic that I announced today? Nobody remembers. Anybody?
Yeah, our memories are shot.
Anyone listening on BBS, can you think of my topic? Send it to me. I'm getting it. It was something about how to cope in a 3D, a world that's in between dimensions, and speed up your process, okay? That's what it was something like. And so I better not disappoint anybody and talk about it. Somebody just hung up. I'm going to mute all the hang-ups. We don't know who they are.
Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Okay. So, actually...
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
This is actually the most important topic or discussion that I think we can have. And it's something that, particularly for people that are... You know, when I send a notice out today to my message a day list, it goes out to 1,500 people. And that's what the size of the list is right now. That's not very big as lists go, but Probably we may have 30 or 40 people on the line. And I think just being on this line is one way you can shift your energies. Because we have cultivated this. This is not something that I even imagined would be possible, that I could get on a public line and be with strangers, people that I didn't even know, and bring in this energy in a way that people could get it. I didn't know that would work. So this is something that we just tested and said, I wonder if this is working. When we call in the energy, I wonder if people are getting it. And they email me back and tell me they were, yeah, they felt it, you know, because the premise of what we're doing is pretty far out, and that is, here is this one little guy in a body, me in Sedona, and I'm like communicating with this group soul that says, okay, he can do this, we'll work with him. And I tell them, okay, could you guys come in and bring in your energies to everyone so that they can connect with you? And something happens, and people feel it. So by the laws of 3D, that can't happen. Can't work that way. And unless, I mean, it's not, somebody would look at what we're doing from 3D, and they say, okay, when is delusional, and he's mass hypnotized everybody. So they think they're having some kind of experience, okay? And I've watched people respond to this work with observations like that, that everyone's delusional. This can't happen. And yet, you know, most of the time, they don't look or they block out all the phenomena that have occurred as a result of what we're doing here. And so I know you guys have been watching it. We're watching it together because this is a group creation. I'm not doing this. We're doing it. I'm kind of like the front guy. I'm like talking about it. And I've learned that if I call, they will come, okay? And you guys are learning that. We have this program called Team Shift. And in Team Shift, I'm not there. And people have learned to pick up the frequency on these calls. I don't know, you know, we have to find, there's not vocabulary to explain this. But in any case, that maybe a way of looking at it is that there's frequencies or energies or friends in other dimensions that will come in, that can come into this dimension if you learn how to call them. And that these are the guys that have been here through religions and through everything else. And here we are, we're learning how to call them. And then we have our Team Shift project. And if you're listening to this and you want to go to learn about Team Shift, I put up a new, I've been working on my website. I don't know if any of you saw it. And it's still got a lot of glitches in it. So I haven't made a formal announcement, but I'm putting a lot more things on it. If you go to messageaday.net, probably the next couple of weeks we'll have archives of a lot of all these calls. We'll have archives of a lot of the old channelings. We'll have Team Shift. We'll have all kinds of stuff up there that you can peruse. And part of the reason I'm doing that is because I'm being more public. And anyone that's tracked me for quite some time knew that when I first started doing this, I just wanted to be a background guy and put the channelings out. And be so visible. That's Terry opening her car door. Am I right, Terry? Terry?
Yeah, I just put it on mute. I just drove into a parking place in Santa Monica.
I see. So you see, what Terry does is she's a mild-mannered legal secretary during the day. And she pulls into the parking lot and puts on her superwoman costume. And suddenly we're talking to them while she's in a parking lot. And I suppose all over L.A., we are bringing all this light energy into parking lots. Now, you know, one of the things about this is you don't get a lot of credit. No one knows what you're doing. And that's true for you guys, too. You start lifting the vibration of this realm. One of the best things you can do as a light worker is you don't have to be something. You don't have to have a title. No one has to know what you're doing. You can do it. In fact, when people know what you're doing, you better be prepared to be indifferent. Because as soon as you become attached, as soon as you become attached to the recognition of other people, you start to get corrupted and you open yourself up to negative sources. There was an interesting channeling I had with Daphne the other night where I asked a question. I said, there's all these people who are light workers or who are channelers that are suddenly talking about aliens landing and being good guys. And I said, how come, you know, since I heard that it wasn't going to be that way, how come so many of those guys are doing that? And they said, it's just so easy to get fooled. And it's easy for you and I to get fooled. I'm telling you, just because you're listening to me, I tell you, don't trust me. Keep your sharp eye on me. I mean, what happened? I mean, it's crazy. I don't even know how crazy the things are that can happen. I only have an inkling of it. And it's like, what if somebody cloned me and suddenly I wasn't me? That's why you have to watch me. You have to pay attention to the energies. I don't know if they do that, but some people say they do. Some people say that happens. And it's one of the ways the negative controls this realm, or does it in the past. And what if, you know, all the channelings, I have to monitor them. I have to, like, look at my gut level reaction to make sure that we don't change sources or something doesn't sneak in. And, you know, another thing they said in this channeling from Daphne was pay attention to the person. And if the person is mean or self-centered or devious or self-aggrandizing or looking for fame and fortune, then you could expect that their channelings will start to become corrupted because they can't be that way and not attract a negative source. You see, the whole universe is one, so whatever a person is, they are going to immediately model themselves in other realms and bring in the reflection of that into this realm. And when you want to change your path, when you want to start riding a higher frequency in this realm, first thing is you have to want it. And you really have to want it. Then you have to say, okay, I'll do what I need to do. And one of the things that people do in this realm is they stay passive. They stay in a passive way, listening and being a follower. Or listen, you know, and think, that's okay, that's okay. Well, being passive and being a follower is okay up to a point. And when you truly want to hold a higher energy, now, I don't know if this is true for everyone, so if this does not fit you, just pass it on. Maybe some of you don't need to do this. Other people do, and other people don't. Some people, myself, I'm one of those people, particularly, that being able to hold the space of a higher energy or higher dimension requires me to make choices of doing certain things. If I don't do things, I can fall into a lower thing. It's kind of like everything. Here's a way of looking at it that I've never heard anyone else explain it this way. And maybe this will make sense to you. And it has to do with other dimensions or other timelines. So every time you want to move into another dimension, you move into another timeline. You need to create a physical experience that requires you to be in that timeline. For example, at a certain point, I was very resistant to doing 3 conference calls a week. I was going to drop out the Wednesday call. And I said, it's too much. It's too much exposure. I'm in front of people too much. They're going to get sick of me. How can I be interesting 3 nights a week? And plus, I wanted a night off for freedom. At the time we were doing this, when we would do a conference call, I would feel myself processing everybody on the call, or processing the call. And so it would take me a long time to recover. And Carrie the same way, even worse, when she would channel, she would be processing. And that was an indication that we were moving from 3D to 4D, and in the movement, there was processing taking place. So, but I Carrie and I had a conversation. I said, maybe we should leave off the Wednesday calls. And she said, no, they want us to do it. So we kept doing it. And what I see now is, by making the commitment to do 3 calls, it keeps me in another timeline. Just because those calls, the energy from one to the next, carries over. So the act of taking an active, committed role in something actually keeps you in the timeline of what you're doing. So those of you, I know this has worked for you guys, those of you that have been coming into the calls 3 times a week, and that's not that many people, but those of you that have, I suspect very strongly, have noticed that it shifted all your energies. And now that we've started Team Shift, and Team Shift, I'll tell everybody that doesn't know what it is, because we haven't announced it. It's been kind of an experimental program where you meet 10 minutes a day with a group of 3 or 4 people who have been connected somehow with my work, and you come onto a dedicated conference line to your group that's going to meet every day, say at 5 o'clock. And those 3 people then call in the light, just as we do here, and they rotate. There's no leaders. They're all equal. And first, person A does it, person B does it, person C does it. And then they put things in the light, because it's like when you create a group hologram, and this is just another word for prayer, when you create a group hologram, then you start to be able to shift things from other realms, which then downloads to a shift in this realm. And then you have what we call a miracle, but what they call just normal, that's their job. Their job is to rearrange holograms according to our requests and according to the highest good of all concerned, and so that things can happen around this work that bend the laws of the physical universe that wouldn't have bent otherwise. And so each of you, probably the easiest, cheapest way to hold these higher frequencies and learn how to do it is to partake of all the things we're doing. Just do it. Come to the conference calls, be in Message a Day, and do it diligently for a few weeks anyway and see if it works. And I would suggest that anyone who does that will probably notice a shift. And that old patterns will start to kind of fall away. And this is a very important process to to start on. Now, what I'm doing is not the only way to do it, but it's there's lots of ways to do it. But if you're listening to this call, it's the one that's in your face, and it's the one that's easiest, and it's the one that really doesn't cost you any money. We ask for donations sometimes, but other than that, we could charge money for it, but I don't want to. I mean, I want the goal here is not to get rich. That's the second goal. I hope I get rich. But the first goal is to uplift the vibrations of this planet and to make this available for thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. Because if you look at what I've done, we have created a template. And the template can hold lots of people. A message a day can hold a million people. And it wouldn't take... I mean, I do answer emails. I have to stop answering emails. But it can hold a million people and pull them through that track of re-educating them, changing the collective. And maybe you can all hold that vision with me, that we can go from 1,500 to 10,000 people to 100,000 people. One of the ways to do that is for me to go out and give more public talks. Or if I had more money, I would do more advertising on Google. So when you guys give donations, it goes to that. If you see how this has worked for you and you've discovered me, some of you have discovered me through a Google AdWord. You clicked on it. Some of you have discovered me God knows how. But, you know, we constantly put little things out into the world so people can discover it, and those things cost money. So the more money we have, the more things we put out in the world, and there is a momentum factor. And, you know, when you start actually connecting with the energy of what we're doing, you become part of that energy. We're all the same, you know, it rubs off on you. It's kind of like there's a tendency for people to stay in the background and observe. And, you know, there's people that come on this line that you could say they're observing, but they're not. They're actually, their energy is holding the line up. And they don't have to be active. They don't have to get credit. No one has to know that they're doing it. But I know. I know it. I feel it. And the more people that do that, if you've noticed my progression, I'm getting more and more talkative and more forthright about what we're doing. And I'm doing that because of you. I couldn't have done that. I couldn't do that. See, we have actually anchored an energy in the collective that is starting to shift something. And we are doing that. I can't do that myself. I mean, there's so many times when I've worked at this and I kept making false starts and little progress and two steps forward, three steps back. And we finally seem to be holding. There's enough people, it doesn't take a lot, but a lot, enough people holding the energy so that what we're doing persists. And it's not just me holding it or me and Terry holding it. It's all of us holding it. So in oneness, just by participating and doing that, you are getting that energy to come back to you, and you are changing the timelines. You know, if you invite somebody into these calls and they start shifting and you become responsible for their shift, you are changing yourself. You can't change someone else without changing yourself. Very important principle. You can't change someone else without changing yourself. So you know what? When you're having a down day, when your day is sluggish, you want depressed, and you want to get out of it, call somebody and tell them a joke. You can't change somebody without changing yourself. So change somebody. You be responsible for changing someone else to how you want to be, how you want to feel. And when they change, you change. It's really simple. No one has to be depressed on this planet. All they got to do is make somebody feel the way they want to feel, and then they start feeling it. And how many days, those of you that have gone through long periods of depression or stuckness, did you ever try that? Probably not. It works. I did it. You know, when my sister came out of the, you all know the story of my sister, so I'm not going to tell that story. But when she came out of the hospital with a cancer, and they said the cancer was, she was, you know, when she came out of the hospital the first time, it was not obvious that there was a miracle. It was not obvious because they just said the operation was successful. And there was a chance that that operation would be successful without having a miracle. But where the miracle started was when she was in the rehabilitation home, and I started calling her every day, and they were telling me how important it was for me to stay in touch with her, because I hadn't stayed in touch with her for a long time. And so I said, this is the Cheer Up Committee. And I would tell her jokes every day. And I remember I made her tell me jokes back. And it was after 4 weeks of being in the rehabilitation home and hearing me tell her these bad jokes every day that she had the test where the nurse said, the cancer's gone, but the lupus is gone, and lupus doesn't go away. And, you know, a little bit later on, I of course you've heard the story, they said that they put a filter in her blood and took the lupus away. But something I haven't normally shared is that they also said that if I didn't tell her jokes every day, they couldn't have done it. They needed the jokes to open the energy so they could have a clear path to do it. See, people think, because we're talking to the Elohim and they have all this, and Ra, and they have all this power, that all you got to do is say, okay, do this, do that. We have to create a pathway for the energy. They can, this is my take on this. We're going to have them talk in a second. This is my take on this, though, that if we don't create a pathway for the energy, they can't do anything. So when we do our grid healings every Sunday, we are creating a pathway. And that's what gives them the ability to do something. And the more of us that participate in creating a pathway, the more we can have transformations in our own life and on the planet. And on that note, Terry, are you there? Better unmute yourself.
I'm here.
Okay. So, I'm going to talk a little bit with them about this idea of creating a pathway. And to give you more understanding of how to do that. Now, I know that I'm important to this process. I don't want to be this important. It's too much responsibility. But nonetheless, it is what it is. And I guess because of my past life experiences, because of my dogged determinedness, that I have been able to carve a niche, a little insert into 3D so that they can get in here. And that's very rare for that to occur. At least, not to say that I'm the only one doing it, but I'm probably one of the few people that is doing it in a way that is public like this. And that can has the potential to reach so many people. And that part of that is because I have talents that before I even started having this experience, I had certain talents as a writer, as a musician, and I was a performer. So public speaking was all, you know, not completely foreign to me. Now shut up, Wynn. We only got 10 minutes. You're ready, right, Terry?
Yes.
Okay. So let's call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group braiding of energies, a collective energy. And Daphne had asked me to add to this, where in this collective we create, each person still retains their individual identity and they don't lose it. And also that each person expands to the place where they feel safe, or they are safe. And we have this energy, and if we take a moment, shut our eyes, many of you will feel the energy. Feel the energy coming off the top of your head and into the group energy. Feel a sense of expansion. On that note, I will turn it over to Terry, and who's going to be a intermediary to bring forth the messages of our source. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Fa'an, and we are mindful of your topic of creating pathway. This is extremely important. Each and every entity upon your sphere has free will. Therefore, we must obey the rules of free will, granting each and every individual their own free will. Therefore, when we move to aid your realm, as with a hurricane, as you are experiencing now moving toward the Gulf Coast, we must be totally mindful of the free will of the hurricane. The hurricane is taking its power. It is moving in a spiral. It is not of the magnitude of some of the other storms. This is more of a lower wind, but it has its own free will, and we are not able to just step in and change it. So any changes has to incorporate the agreement of the hurricane. The more light workers that are praying for the removal of the effects of the hurricane, the more the hurricane will understand and agree and be affected by the consensus reality of the light workers, the more the media stirs up problems and stirs up fright and scare tactics and worries, the more the hurricane will get the consensus reality of the media and will move in a stronger fashion. So all our companions of the other. And the pathway for the quelling of the winds of the hurricane is through consensus reality, praying, and moving for peace of the winds, for cessation of the winds. We are looking at the Gulf Coast at this time. The area is dark. We in the prayers of the individuals who are praying for the cessation of the hurricane, we can find grounding in the beginning of consensus reality and can add our intentions behind it, but it takes the hurricane to decide, and the water and the relationship between the water temperature and the air temperature to move that in a way that will lessen the wind. The pathway thus in part is created by the consensus reality. It is partly created by the getting in touch and communication with the tropical storm. It is also as we set up during Hurricane Gustav an outlet. First of all, we created an agreement with Hurricane Gustav. We acknowledged Hurricane Gustav, and acknowledgement is very important. To acknowledge what already is. And we complimented Hurricane Gustav upon its creation of power and energy as we can, with this new hurricane, acknowledge it. The acknowledging of it then creates a completion. Then, as with Hurricane Gustav, we had previously in the same channeling set up individuals on the conference call in different locations. Jerry was on Airport Mesa. Mary Jo was in the northern area, and other individuals had taken up from their conference call location a connection with other areas of the fault lines. And we got the agreement of Hurricane Gustav to give its energy to other areas, the vortexes, some of them in Sedona, some of the energy areas of the earth that were lacking in energy, for instance.